This is Ian Plested at the Runnymede Stadium. The final score in the Reading Shorts Cup game tonight was Egham Town 6, Guildford City 1. I'm here with manager Dean Thomas. I must be very disappointed, but in places, I think in the first half, especially before the penalty, we were definitely holding our own.
Yeah, I think we held our own for a little while. I don't think that we were good enough when we had the ball. I think we gave it away quite cheaply. I don't think it was ever a penalty, but you know, the player's got his foot, so which forces our player to turn his back, which the referee said that he's dived in dangerously. You know, you can't use excuses, but certainly moments like that change the course of the game, and when they go against you, it's quite frustrating. So, but what can you do?
From my point of view, it looked a very soft penalty and unfortunately totally changed the direction of the game, really. But unfortunately, we went 1-0 down and two goals quickly followed, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think the problem that we've got within the squad at the moment is that once we go a goal behind, two goals behind, we've got two, three, maybe four players who give in and throw in the towel, which is frustrating for me. And I've pulled no punches in the changing room and said that those type of players won't be here come our next league game.
Are you worried about the form, or are you happy with the home form and just that we've got to sort the away form out?
Yeah, 100%. I'm happy with the home form. I'm happy with our home performances. But at the moment, we come away from home and, you know, the results don't lie. And it's frustrating on my behalf because at the end of the day, it's 11 against 11. You're on a football pitch, so whether you're at home or away, you've got to put in the same effort and the same dedication. But we've signed a couple of players, and by the time the next game comes next week, then we'll have a stronger outfit.
As you say, some time off before our next game. Will it be training, friendly matches, or training matches?
It'll be a lot of training. We've got a lot to work on, and we need to use the time wisely and put things right that haven't been going right. So
last time we had the time off, it seemed to work very, very well.
Yeah, it did. It did. It's just frustrating that we've taken that step backwards, and to go from our performance against Merthyr on Saturday to tonight's performance, there's just no level of consistency, and the sooner we reach that, then the better.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Dean. Thank you.
Thank you.